We don't always take time to remember and celebrate this moment of the Ascension. Part of that is because it never officially falls on a Sunday. The Ascension happens, as you may have heard in the reading, 40 days after Easter, which means, if you know your math, it falls on a Thursday. It's this coming Thursday, the 25th. But I wanted to talk about the Ascension today because it's an important moment. We often overlook the importance of it. So I want to say a few words about that and then reflect on some of the things that Jesus says as well. Because obviously one of the important things about this moment is it's Jesus' last words on earth before he goes up. But we also, as modern Christians, sometimes forget, I mean, we put most of our attention on the resurrection, on Easter, rightly so, this incredible moment when Jesus is raised from the dead. But remember, for the folks, particularly in Jesus' time, they weren't exactly sure yet of what that really meant. I mean, Jesus had been dead and was now alive and was with them for those 40 days. They saw him, they ate with him. But it wasn't always entirely clear the ramifications of that yet. What the Ascension does is puts an exclamation point on the whole story, really, of crucifixion, death, resurrection, and then ascension. It's sort of like the cherry on top of the sundae, if you will. It's an important moment. It's really the end of that journey for Jesus. It's also a nice symbolic, cyclical thing as Jesus descended to earth and then into hell. So he rises back to earth, but then ascends back to heaven. The circle is complete. But it's also a moment when Jesus is clearly revealed as divine. I mean, before this, excuse me, water break. Before this, Jesus still could have been thought of as human, and only human. Even after being raised from the dead, that didn't mean he himself was divine. It just meant God might have raised him. But once Jesus ascends into heaven, back to God, it's pretty hard to discount that he is Son of God, divine as well as human. Again, the exclamation point on the end of this. But even more than that, as he ascends into heaven, as one of the commentators I was looking at this week said, it eternally changes the membrane between heaven and earth. Here's our conduit, our mediator, clearly to heaven. It's Jesus, who was on earth and now has ascended into heaven. There's another essential moment or point to this. Because Jesus has now left, gone up into heaven, that means there's a new purpose for the disciples and for us left here on earth. That's what Jesus says in both these accounts. Notice he says to them and to us, "You are my witnesses." You see, while Jesus was on earth, even after he was resurrected and on earth, he really didn't need witnesses. He's there. You can see him. You can hear him. But once Jesus ascends into heaven, now it's up to us to witness to Jesus, to what we have seen and heard and experienced, because Jesus isn't here to do it anymore. So here's really, I mean, we often think of, or I think of as Pentecost as the moment of the birthday of the church when the Spirit comes. But it's really the Ascension. Because once Jesus goes into heaven, suddenly we're not spectators of Jesus anymore. Now we are witnesses. We are participants. We are the church. And the emphasis shifts from the person of Jesus Christ to the people of Christ, the body of Christ. It's a crucial shift. Now, in addition to saying and giving us our call, our purpose, you will be my witnesses, notice there's also something interesting that Jesus says about timing here. In both accounts, he says to the disciples, wait. The Holy Spirit's going to come. That's the other movement here. There's kind of a dance going on here. Jesus has now ascended. The Spirit will descend upon us. And Jesus says to the disciples, I've told you what to do. You're going to be witnesses, but wait until this power and inspiration comes upon you. Go back to Jerusalem for a few days. Worship. Rest. Prepare yourselves. Wait. A good reminder, I think, of God's timing, which is often different than our timing. You know, we have two tendencies, I think. We either rush in way ahead of God before the time is right, or we hold back too long. What Jesus is reminding the disciples and us at this moment is, look, wait a few days, you'll know when the inspiration hits you, and then the work will begin. Again, all part of this moment of Jesus ascending into heaven. And there's one other interesting part of this story. It's my favorite part of this account. It's only in the Acts account. According to the Luke account, after Jesus gives these instructions and ascends, they immediately go back to Jerusalem and start worshiping and getting ready. But notice, Acts adds one more little moment in there. Jesus has ascended, and the disciples stand there for a minute, or many minutes, looking up into heaven. I presume mouths open, you know, just kind of, you know, now what? They stand there so long that two angels have to come. Presumably the two angels that were at the tomb, the two men in white that talked to Mary Magdalene, the angels have to show up and say, hey, fellas, excuse me, stop standing around looking up into heaven. There's work to be done. Remember what Jesus told you. He's going to return, like he said, but not yet. Again, we're back to the timing. And notice Jesus also says it's not up to you to know the timing of these things. Don't just stand there looking up into heaven, guys. Go back to Jerusalem. Remember what he told you. Get ready for what's coming. A wonderful reminder, I think, that being Christian is not just standing around gazing into heaven. That our work, our attention is here, on earth, here and now. Now, there are times to wait and times to act, but in all of it, our attention is to be here. Don't stand around looking up into heaven, you know, asking all those theological questions. How many angels can rest on the head of a pin? You know, no. Keep your focus here on the work we've been told to do, being witnesses, loving, building up the body of Christ, being the people of Christ. Our work, our attention, here on earth. Again, because Jesus is not here anymore, at least in bodily form. We know where Jesus is. We know he's doing his work in heaven. Our attention, our work is here. Crucial moment, too often overlooked in this story of Jesus' work and ministry. When he ascends after giving us our final instructions, reminding us we are to be witnesses in his place, that we are to wait sometimes on the Lord to guide us and inspire us. But in all things, we are to keep our focus here for the moment until he returns. So friends, I invite you to keep in mind this moment of the ascension. And remember, maybe the bottom line fact of this moment is, if Jesus is to keep living here on earth, it's up to us to keep him alive in what we say and do. Amen.